Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Hare Krishna. So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22. We're doing a few verses today, starting from text 18. There is no purport. 19, very short purport. And then we'll continue to text 20. So, just bear with me for a few, couple of slokas, and then we'll all recite text 20. Sri Suka Uvacha Tasya Nusrinavato Rajan Praradasya Kritanjale Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Ubhacha Madhusudanam. Sukadev Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, Lord Brahma then began to speak to the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the hearing of Prahlad Maharaj, who stood nearby with folded hands. Text 19. Badham Bhiksha Pating Shadhi Tatpatni Bhaya Bivala Pranjali Pranoto Pendram Baba Sevan Mukinripa. But Bali Maharaj's chaste wife, afraid and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadeva Upendra. She folded her hands and spoke as follows. Oh, the Lord Brahma was speaking, this is a purport. Oh, the Lord Brahma was speaking, he had to stop for a while because Bali Maharaj's wife, Bindhya Vali, who was very agitated and afraid, wanted to say something. Text 20. Sri Vindhyavalir Ubacha Kridartam Atmana Idam Tri Jagat Kritam Te. Swayam tu tatra kudiyo para isa kuryo. Karto prabostava kim ashyata avahanti. Jagta hriyastvat abaropita kartrir vadha. Word for word meaning, Sri Vindhyavali Uvacha. Vindhyavali, the wife of Bali Maharaj, said, Krida Artam, for the sake of pastimes, Atmana, of yourself, Idam, this, Tri Jagat, the three worlds, this universe, Kritam, was created, Te, by you, Swayam, proprietorship to, but tatra thereon kudiya foolish rascals apare others isha O my Lord, could you have established kartuhu for the Supreme Creator, prabhu for the Supreme Maintainer, tava by your good self, for your good self, kim what ashyata for the Supreme Annihilator, Avahanti, they can offer Chakchahriya, shameless, without intelligence, Tuat, by you, Abarupita, falsely imposed, because of a poor fund of knowledge. Katrivada, the proprietorship of such foolish agnostics. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada K. Srimati Vidyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes, but foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics. Falsely claiming proprietorship, they think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe? Purport. Bali Maharaja's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband and accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Such a claim is a sign of demoniac life. Although the demigods who are officials appointed by the Lord for management are attached to materialistic enjoyment, they never claim to be proprietors of the universe, for they knew that the actual proprietor of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the qualification of the demigods. But the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claim the property of the universe for themselves through demarcations of nationalisms. Quote, this part is mine, and that part is yours, unquote. They say, quote, this part I can give in charity, and this part I can keep for my enjoyment, unquote. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 13, Idam adhya maya labdham imam prapse manorotamam. Quote, thus far I have acquired so much money and land, now I have to add more and more. In this way, I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? Unquote. These are all demoniac conceptions. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj was offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, He was still in the darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him. But because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for his inability to fulfill his promise of charity, and since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body is given. As is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61, Isvara sarva bhutanam hridese urjana tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudrani mayaya. The Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstances, how could Bali Maharaj claim that the body belonged to him? Thus, Bijabali, Bali Maharaj's intelligent wife, prayed that her husband be released by the Lord's causeless mercy. Otherwise, Bali Maharaj was nothing but a shameless demon, specifically described as Chakta Hriyas Twad Abaropita Kartri Vadha. A foolish person claiming proprietorship over the property of the Supreme Person. In the present age, Kali Yuga, the number of such shameless men who are agnostics, disbelieving in the existence of God, has increased. Trying to defy the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so-called scientists, philosophers, and politicians manufacture plans and schemes for the destruction of the world. They cannot do anything good for the world, and unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. Thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. If the present status quo is allowed to continue, people will certainly suffer more and more under the leadership of these demoniac agnostics. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport on text 20, chapter 8. Oh, sorry. Chapter 22, Bali Maharaj surrendered his life, Canto 8, Srimad Bhagavatam. Amagyananti mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurud militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Si Juta Padakamalang Shri Gurung Vaisnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Dapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe vrindavanespari Visabhanusute devi Pranamami hari priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha Ipasinduvyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Vindhyavali Uvacha Kridartam Atmano Idam Tri Jagat Kritam Te Swayam Tutatra Kudiyo Para Isha Kuryo Karto Prabhustava Kim Ashyata Abahanti Chakta Hriyastvad Abaropita Katrir Vadha
So the saga continues, having now Bali Maharaj being under the, being punished by Vamana, the dwarf incarnation of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Brahma is supposed to began speaking, but somehow or other he noticed that the chaste wife of Bali Maharaj, Vindhyavali, is present and so much in grief, feeling sorry and having the same kind of feeling that how come now that my husband is being going to be punished, some explanation should be needed there in order to get the favor or mercy from Lord Vamana. That's why the wife usually is called the better half. In marriage, the husband is supposed to be more spiritually strong, stronger than the wife, because he's the head of the family, so he's supposed to take care of the family. Then there is a hope that family can become Krishna conscious. But then if both are weak, then very fragile. They may not succeed. It is better that at least one is stronger. Now, if the husband is weak, at least the wife should be stronger, or should be strong. And then she'll be able to manage to lift up the spiritual progress of the family. So, Vindhyavali, she's not an ordinary wife. She's, as Prabhupada says here, most intelligent. She supported the arrest of her husband, Bali Maharaj, and going along as if to say that, yes, that is his fault. He does not have any intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship. Few verses or few chapters or few chapters before this, actually Bali Maharaj, who was the king of the demons, because it's parampara with the demoniac dynasty after Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather, he became ambitious. He was not satisfied with what he has, that he went up to the heavenly planets and usurped the throne of King Indra. So first of all, he became greedy. He thought that by having the throne, sitting in the throne of King Indra, all of his desires will become fulfilled. That he'll be happy. But Bhamana says, for a greedy person, you can give the entire world and it is not enough. He will still want more and more. This is what we call false ego. A false ego means you identify yourself, which is not real, the body as yourself. This is what you call ego. Ego means I am. I am. Now there is a false ego and there is real ego. But ego we cannot give up. There is no such thing as not having any ego at all. Because this is the symptom of the soul. More subtle than intelligence and the mind. So when one is in the false ego platform, that means he is in the bodily platform. And more likely, one who is in the bodily platform, he is in the mental platform. So, Bali Maharaj, not understanding the nature of the self, considered that, yes, now I am the proprietor. So when he saw the beauty and becoming attracted to Bhamana, he thought that he's a son of a Brahmana, and therefore he's a Brahmana as well. I should give him some charity, dana, charity. Because the Vedic culture, in the Vedic culture, if one pleases Brahmana, then he gets promotion. Promotion spiritually and materially. Because Brahmana is the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So, yes, I give him charity. Now he says here, no intelligence. Because what he's giving actually doesn't belong to him. He's thinking that, yes, this is mine. Whatever you ask, oh, you only asking for 3 steps of land? This is nothing. Why don't you ask for the entire universe? I will even give it to you. False ego. Possessiveness. False ego means I, me, and mine. My body. Then, extended wise, false ego means my family. My children. My wife. My friends, my loved ones, my nation, my country. Bali Maharaj is thinking that the whole universe belongs to him. But it says here, no. He claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Ultimately, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhabho mata sarvam pavartate. He is the creator of both the material and spiritual world. Maya jaksena prakriti suyati sacharacharam hitona nena kontiya tad jagat viparivartate. So Bali Maharaj has this conception that yes, this is mine. That's why when Bhamana, he, in two steps, he already covered the entire universe. So now, Bali Maharaj, what to do? He does not know what to do now because I don't want to be embarrassed here. I promised him three steps of land. And if I don't give the third step, I'll be like the talk of the town. It is embarrassing. I own everything. Now I don't have anything to give. This is thinking. I own everything. The entire universe belongs to me. Now he understood that he's not an ordinary boy. He's none other than Lord Vishnu. So ultimately he says, and he thought, well, why don't I just give my body again? Another false ego. My body. This body doesn't belong to us. This body actually is product of material energy. Whose energy? Krishna. When Sanatan Goswami, he contacted some disease along the way to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He passed through the mountains, and along the way he contacted some disease that is very itchy and some sores coming out from his body. So he thought, this body is useless. Let me give this up at the time of Ratha Yatra. Let me go and plunge under the wheels of Lord Jagannath's cart and give up my body. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Sanatan Goswami, immediately he wanted to embrace him. He says, no, my Lord, please. I am so contaminated. I am very impure. You are so transcendental, pure. How can I have my body be touched by you? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. If I will be able to touch your body, I'll become more purified. And this is the nature of those who are in the process of devotional service. The process is supposed to be that we become more and more pure whenever we practice devotional service. Devotional service means application of knowledge in our everyday life. Application of this knowledge coming from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastras, that when we apply it in our everyday life, that's what you call devotional service or bhakti. So Sanatan Goswami says, no, my dear Lord, I am so contaminated. I'm just going to give up this body. I'm going to give up this body, put myself under the wheels of the cart of Lord Jagannath during the time of Ratha Yatra. He says, no, you cannot do that. Because this body that you have doesn't belong to you. You're already doing bhakti. You're already doing devotional service. This body doesn't belong to you. This body belongs to me. So this body that we have, those who are in the sadhana bhakti, those who are in the process of following the regulative principles of devotional service, this body doesn't belong to us. what to say, everyone's body, whether it's a bird's body or ant's body or a dog's body, everything belongs to Krishna. But if we use it for Krishna's service, then you are in real ego. Otherwise, 99.99% of the living beings are in false ego. They have so many desires. And the material energy is so kind that whatever desires we may have, it'll be fulfilled. We'll take a form, another form of body after this life, in whereby we'll be able to fulfill our desires. So it says in the sastras, I've read it, I believe Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that there are as many 8,400,000 different desires. There are as many 8,400,000 different desires whereby you want to fulfill that desire, and therefore to experience and to receive that desire, you will take up one of the 8,400,000 species of life. Does it make sense? Otherwise, there's no outside 8,400,000 species. You will not have that much more desires that one is needed. So, yes, Bindyavali, she's very, very intelligent. And therefore, yes, she's condemning this mentality of Bali Maharaj. She's not angry to the person, but she's angry to the mentality. It says in the Christians as well, they have this saying, you hate the sin, but not the sinner. So, due to our conditioning, we should be somehow, because we're practicing Krishna consciousness also, day by day, we should not look at the external features of each and everyone. This is temporary. This is our conditioning. Conditioning means temporary. Prabhupada says, we are all liberated souls. Everybody is a liberated soul. That is true. The jiva, you cannot cut into pieces, you cannot wither by the wind, you cannot burn by fire. It is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. But since we are in this body, then we can be covered up. And that covering time is temporary only. And conditioning means sometimes we're covered up and sometimes we understand, oh yes, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. I'm meant to serve Krishna. But then, after some time, we tend to identify again with the body. Then we become conditioned again. But ultimately, everyone is a liberated soul. And Prabhupada says also that actually, you are in Vaikuntha. I mentioned this already before. You're always in Vaikuntha. But somehow, you're like in a dreaming state right now. As soon as you get up, wake up, you'll realize that you are in Vaikuntha. Sleeping means spiritually covered up. The spirit soul is covered up by the modes of material nature. So, Bali Maharaj, he is a very, very special soul. Even though he was not able to fulfill the charity that he offered to Bhamana, because ultimately the charity that he's offering doesn't belong to him. First of all, it belongs to first to the demigods. Because that is belonging to King Indra, the whole entire throne of the heavenly planets. And Bali Maharaj saying that although I don't have anything else to give, you can put your third step on my head. So this makes him a Mahajan. But moreover, the mercy that Lord Bamana became the doorkeeper is not because of this action. It is due to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, the grandfather of Bali Maharaj. There was a story in the Bamana Purana whereby after all of this episode, Bamana went to Brahmaloka. He went to Brahmaloka in his Vishnu form, not anymore Vamana form. And he told that, yes, now everything is done. I'm ready to do as you desire, he told to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma says, my only desire is that you reside in Brahmaloka in that transcendental form of yours as the dwarf incarnation, Bamana. So, Lord Bamana says, as you desire, it will be fulfilled. So in the meantime, Bali Maharaj and Bindyavali, they're enjoying in Sutala. Now this is, it says in the sastras that the demons, their sense of enjoyment is far better than the demigods in the heavenly planets. They enjoy better because their enjoyment there is uninterrupted. Unlike in the heavenly planets, when the demons wanted to go and disrupt and take the throne of King Indra, then they get scared, they become afraid, and some of them, they fled. But in the nether regions, in the Sotala planetary system, the planets, where Bali Maharaj and Bindyavali and the other demons, followers of Bali Maharaj, they all reside there. So one day, Chakra visited. The Chakra of Lord Vishnu visited the planet. And when Bali Maharaj saw the Chakra, he took his sword from the sheath and ready to fight. But then Bindyavali says, no, my dear Lord, please. This is the Chakra of the Supreme Lord. Don't do it. So instead, Bindyavali offered Argya. Argya is used for worshipping deities. Argya, Achaman, so on. And therefore, the chakra became pacified. And then, within the heart of Bali Maharaj, he became afraid. And he summoned Prahlad Maharaj. My dear grandfather, I need your help. And immediately, within a second, within a moment, Prahlad Maharaj was there in front of him. I have this fear in my heart. What is the duty of the person? It's like Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadev Goswami, what is the duty of the person who is about to die? And in this book, is from Purnapragya Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. The story is in here. I'm just going to read a few sentences here just to keep us more, having the information more correct. After worshipping Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj said, "I have summoned you here because a great fear dwells within my heart. How should I act for my welfare? What should a man do to keep himself away from bondage? Tell me about the boat whereby even men of poor understanding can easily cross over the great ocean of material existence." Now, his concern is not just for himself. His concern is for everybody. Just like the question of Sukadev Goswami. Oh, to Sukadev Goswami by Parikshit Maharaj. Says here, "Devotees of Lord Vishnu are outside the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. It is a real tongue that chants the glories of the Lord. The mind is admirable when it is engrossed in thought of Lord Vishnu, and hands are praiseworthy when they engage in the worship of the Lord. Indeed, those hands that do not engage in the service of Lord Vishnu are not hands at all, but are on a par with twigs of a tree. The tongue that doesn't chant the glories of the Lord is no better than the tongue of a croaking frog. Anyone who does not worship the Lord is no better than a dead body. Although breathing, those who engage in the worship of Lord Vishnu are never degraded in this life or the next." My dear Bali, just engage in the worship of Lord Hari as prescribed in Shastra. Those who are detached from material affairs, who know the transcendental nature of the Self and the Supreme Self, and who regularly chant the holy name of the Lord, cross over the ocean of material existence like swans crossing a lake. Ultimately, after hearing all these different instructions from Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj asked Vishvakarma to construct a temple of Vamana. And the first artik has been done by the wife, Bindyavali. She lit up all the ghee lamps, all the lamps of the temple, and Bali also, Bali Maharaj, started to worship Lord Vamana. So there was some kind of reciprocation. Vamana was being the doorkeeper, and then at the same time, Bali Maharaj is doing the worship. So in the beginning of this talk, we're talking about false ego. Vishwanath Chakraparti Thakur, he explains how to give up false ego. The natural tendency of a conditioned soul is thinking that everything belongs to me, my bank account, my house, my family, everything, my property, everything belongs to me. But somehow, there are circumstances whereby the government will take the property away from the proprietor. Like, if you don't pay tax. If you don't pay tax, you'll get fined. You cannot escape this. As they say, there are only two things for certain in this world: tax and death.
not just death, tax also. And no one can escape, only for some time. So the government will take away your property, your money, you have to pay fine, and eventually you'll be forced to don't have anything. So similarly, one day, the Supreme Lord will make some kind of arrangement whereby we will be bereft of our possession. And that will happen to everybody. There is no excuse here. Of course, for the pure devotees, Krishna will supply more and more and more and more. But for the materialists, he will take away whatever they have. And in this case, they will not have any other recourse except to take shelter upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and will be able to understand their natural tendency to be a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of the Supreme Lord. Bali Maharaj, he understood after some time his position. Bindyavali's request towards the Supreme Lord is to shower his mercy unto Bali Maharaj in spite of his ignorance, not knowing his duty, not knowing his position. Okay, we stop here. Any question? Comment? My dear sir? Jai Krishna. Check your false ego every day.
I have a question.
Okay, sir.
The impersonalists, they want to get rid of ego.
The impersonalists, but you cannot.
The impersonalists want to get rid of false ego.
Right. That's 100%. Mm-mm.
The Vaishnavas want to awaken their real ego.
Right. Right. You can either have false ego or real ego. There is nothing such in between. The tendency to have a false ego is more, but to wake up to our real ego is easier. Just keep reminding yourself Krishna is the Supreme. Every time false ego attacks, we should always remind ourselves that actually I'm not this body, I'm just an instrument here. I'm just an instrument here. The problem with the person who's in the false ego, he thinks he is the doer. He thinks that because of his experience, because of his skills, because of everything that he knows, it's only because of him. The demons, they don't accept that there is a source. The demons, they don't accept that actually there is a proprietor, supreme proprietor. So, Prabhupada says, always check your false ego every day. Because this happens throughout the day. That false ego comes there. We chant, during chanting, we're in the transcendental platform. Supposed to be. When we do service, we're supposed to be in the transcendental platform. But somehow or other, during our interchanges with devotees, we tend to lose contact with our real ego. We tend to think that, I'm superior than you. I'm more senior than you. I know better than you. Like always better, 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 better.
Person who's in real ego, he always thinks he is the lowest, is the most humble, actually.
I just want to ask that there are, within Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, of course, there are specific procedures, meditations, sparadhanas, to awaken one's intrinsic soul. So one should learn that technique and expertly from an expert spiritual master.
Sure.
Without understanding those esoteric techniques, if one just tries to restrain the senses, restrain the false ego, then that will be a very, very long job. You have to have positive application. So one must learn that process from an expert spiritual master.
Sure. That will go on. That will be there, but in the beginning, the best way how to curtail false ego is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the topmost way how we can curtail, coming from the spiritual master. Curtail false ego. Yes, sir.
As Bali Maharaj was asking Brahmadev to take mountain humors or something, was asking to take one humors and ready to take one humor.
Yes.
So Brahmadev was determined to take three steps, so he wanted that he would take more.
Yeah, he wanted to reinstate. He wanted to reinstate King Indra because there was some abnormality in the management of the universe.
And then he's asking to keep that step on his head. So this body doesn't belong to him. So how is that step was covered by the
volunteer?
And the body doesn't belong to us, the body doesn't belong to him.
To Bali Maharaj, yes.
How can he ask him to put that step on his head?
But he's still thinking that this is still my property. Yeah, my body is my property, therefore I will still don't want to be defamed. So my property, this is still my property, so you put your third step in my property.
Three steps,
you can have three steps from my property. So he's thinking that the body belongs to him. It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Lord Vishnu himself. Half of the universe. Yeah, but he's still there. He did not disappear. Yeah. The universe is there. His individuality did not disappear. His individuality still remains there. Like when Mother Yasoda saw the universal form in the mouth of Lord Krishna, Mother Yasoda also saw herself inside. But still Mother Yasoda is present. Yeah. Yes. That's the way it goes. That's the way the story goes. I cannot change why the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know. I guess you should ask Sukadev Goswami in this question. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bali Maharaj ki. Vamana Dev ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.